All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am your host, Mark Comar, along with my co-host, Josh Starnes, and we are the higher hiring power that you deserve. So in this episode, guys, get ready, buckle in, because we're about to take you on a real ride. We're talking today about layoff. Don't worry. We are, Josh and I, you know, I know you guys may say, okay, this is a podcast and a lot of things right now that are on social media, you know, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. A lot of stuff is gimmicky. Let me just be 100. I'm going to be controversial. But what me and Josh put together, this is real. We are a staffing hiring company. We work together. But we also, in trying to build this business that we do build, and we are building a very fantastic business together, we still have real life. And we still have to make money, and we still have to grow. And Josh has worked two gigs, or worked another gig along with this one, that recently just hit him kind of hard. And I'm going to let him in a second go into this. But before he goes into it in depth, understand everything that we talk about, we have to apply. Everything that we mentioned with you guys, we really do. We live this. You know, but they say, Josh, we're not new to this. We're true to this. You know, we're true
absolutely
to this, because we actually have gone through, we're going through, and we are helping people grow through the ebbs and flows of losing jobs, trying to find new employment, trying to make sure you do quality and hold quality interviews, trying to make sure you understand how to ramp up your teams properly. We do this on a daily basis. We live it ourselves. So what Josh is getting ready to unfold to you, he literally has just done, and I got goosebumps, because this young man really put into action things that we've said on episodes from episode, I believe, 5 to 8. We talked about this in depth. He had to actually go apply what we've shared with you, but he actually did it. And to see him and his energy and what he's about to share with you, you guys are about to be in for a treat from the standpoint, if you're in his position, right, or in the position that we're getting ready to talk about, where you have lost a gig, or you're on, you are feeling like you're getting ready to lose a gig and you need to get another one. Hey, you want to tune into this and you want to hear what he has to say. All right. So, Josh, go on, lay on people real quick. How, if they got laid off, don't worry, how you got this covered, bro.
Well, yeah, it's been an emotional week, to say the less, to say the least. You know, it's been rough. You know, it's funny, it's easy to preach, and then as soon as you go through it, you kind of forget everything.
Yeah.
And I'll explain it. You know, as Mark contests, you know, times are, it's expensive, you know, rent's gone up, groceries have gone up, gas has gone up. So, you know, we have to work a couple gigs. I myself have a family and need to provide for my family, and I've always been the provider. So I've worked two gigs, you know, while doing this with Mark. We run a very successful staffing company, and then we're doing the podcast to help. I also work for an IT solutions company. So I do sell IT solutions as well. Got a call this week from the CEO of the company, and basically what was said is, I can no longer afford to pay you. Mm-hmm. We can pay you out till this date, or we're going to have to part ways.
Right.
Now, when that's your primary income, and let's be honest, that income was just paying the bills, it's a shocker. Mm-hmm. You know, it hits you hard. And just like all of you, you know, you a lot of us aren't well off. We don't have huge savings. We don't have big bank accounts where we're like, oh yeah, I can just take 6 to 7 months off, because right now that's the industry standard, is about 6 months to find a new career. Mm-hmm. And I think I figured out why it's taking people so long. And again, we talk about processes, we talk about networks, we talk about all this stuff in our podcasts. And now I actually get to tell you how exactly it works. So I'll give you the short story. You know, I get a call at about 4:05 on Tuesday, and I have a conversation with my boss, and literally got off the call and just looked down and didn't know what I was going to do. I was a little bit freaked out. I felt it coming, and it came. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So immediately I did what everybody else does. I start looking for a job. I start looking at job boards. I start doing that. And then I realized this is not the way to do it. So then what do they say in one of our podcasts? Take some time. Take some time away from it. So I shut my computer off. I took a deep breath. I went to the gym. I got on the stairs and I walked the stairs, and I called Mark and I called a few of my other friends, and they walked me off the ledge and, you know, had some conversations, regrouped. And that night I got a good night's sleep, which is crazy to me. I actually slept all night long. And
Jay,
I woke up.
Let me jump in real quick, bro. Keep your thought on that. Ladies and gentlemen, that part is crucial. he talked about a couple of things that happened. We always get shell-shocked in the initial, right? And, you know, the initial blow to the gut, to the stomach, to the head is like, whoa, what just happened? Like he said. But if you heard his process, yeah, he put his head down for a moment, and it was literally for a moment. And that's okay. You're allowed to do that. He's human. We're human. You have to do that. But what he said was then he got still. Right. Went to the gym for him and for I, you know, for us, we both are, you know, enthusiasts and love exercise. But then he did what he called us. He called his close, you know, his mastermind group. And, you know, in my case, his business partner. Right. He called us and he talked to us, and we love him. We know him. Right. So we're going to bring the best to him. We're going to first empathize with him, but then we want to bring the best to him. And that's important, people. I think a lot of times you skip. No man or woman is an island amongst themselves. So if you're going through things, it's very vital that you take time out, not only to, yes, lick your wounds and to try to, you know, heal and get, you know, walk through your process, but then step out of yourself and get to your closest, you know, comrades, your partners, people who you can trust, who are going to steer you in the right direction, because that is a huge thing. All right. So I just want to jump in, because he literally, when he called me, I'm like, yo, I'm in the middle of doing business, you know, talking to my daughter. And I'm like, you know, what? Because I wasn't expecting it. But I listened to my brother. I talk with him. We cried for like 2 seconds, right, Josh, together. Yeah. You know, like 2 seconds. Cause you know, we gotta let, you know, let the emotions out. But when I say 2 seconds, that's it, because I know his strength. I know who he is. I know what he's about. I know his credibility. And it's like, look, let's get back on the horse. And then he has to take it from there. And this is what he's getting ready to share with you going from there. So I just want to jump in and say that, because he took it, and guys, he sprinted. So go ahead, Josh.
Yeah. So went to sleep, got a good night's sleep, woke up, took my daughter to school like I usually do, came home, took a deep breath and said, okay, because I still have to work. You know, I've got a couple of weeks left. I still have stuff to get done. I still have work to do. So as I'm sitting there working, I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? You know, what's crazy is, like I said, when you're in the situation, it's a bit different. So I'm like, all right, I got to formulate a game plan. So I went to LinkedIn. But prior to that, I'm skipping over something. That night too, while I was sitting on the couch, I started reaching out to some of my friends that I've worked for in the past. CEOs, CIOs, CROs, VPs. I reached out to like my first network. I call it my first network of people. People I worked for in the past, people that are high up in companies, people who have just made moves. And I said, hey, look, this is what's going on. I'm open to work. I need to get a job. If you know anybody, please let me know. And so out of the, I'd say 12 people I reached out to, 10 of them got back to me. I had a few of them reaching out to their friends, but nothing yet came from that.
Right.
But at least I got out there. I let them know what was going on. Because sometimes it's a little bit longer of a play. You know, when you're giving somebody else information and they say they're going to do it, you're relying on them to do what they say they're going to do. And people have their own lives. They get busy. So sometimes that takes a little while. So you can't quite control it.
Right. And Josh, again, what you did, I love how you, because guys, we're going to lay this out. He's put together a step-by-step game plan. You heard him say first network, right? What he talked about in our previous episodes and what we discussed was talking to your network. And when he talked to this first network, I think a lot of times what you guys have to understand is it's not necessarily the initial impact of what you're trying to do. It's kind of like in war, you know, you kind of like you have to soften the line up. So you're not expecting the first bombs you drop to actually, you know, devastate and, you know, demolish. You're expecting it to soften the line, to get the energy known, like, hey, you know, we're here to compete. We're here to, you know, disrupt. Right. So when he did that by hitting that first network, he already set in motion what he's getting ready to say, you know, is starting to become an avalanche. Now of energy towards getting what he's looking for. And that's what we always talk about, starting with your first network. So go ahead, Jay. I just wanted to help them understand that, why you did that process and why it actually did work. Not so much to get someone to say, hey, you got a job with me right now, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. So the reason you use your first network is they know you. You know, they can vouch for you. They can speak to your abilities to get things done. And sometimes they're hiring. Previous to the world making all these changes, I would never have to reach out past my first network. My first network, I always knew somebody that was in a position to hire, and it was very simple for me to get a job. And that's because of the industry that I'm in, and I'm really good with networking. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to speak to the people who are not so good at networking and good at networking, everybody. So here's what happens. So wake up, I've got some text messages. I feel pretty good. I'm doing my work all day. And then like everybody else, I went to LinkedIn, I started pulling up jobs and I started applying and doing that stuff. And I've updated my resume and I made sure everything was good. And I'm thinking, I'm like, this just isn't going to work for me. Because if I keep looking for these jobs that are posted, if you really pay attention to it, some have 500 applicants, some have 15, some have 2,000. Mm-hmm. I'm like, knowing what I know today, and that a lot of these resumes are algorithm based, and my resume is not, I'm not going to go in there and rewrite my resume for every job I do. I just don't have that time. So I'm like, okay, how can I work smarter, not harder? What does this industry entail? Well, over the last 10 years, my LinkedIn, I've built it to about 4,000 people. And it's everybody. It's CEOs, CROs, it's workers, it's developers, it's salespeople, it's talent acquisition, it's recruiters, it's everybody. And I just like to reach out to everybody, probably add 10 to 15, maybe 20 people a day, usually. I just go in and click on random people. So there's my secondary network. These are people that I've been following. I see their posts, I see everything, and they're attached. And I'm like, all right, so what can I do to push this through faster? Now, keep in mind, guys, that I didn't get started on this until about 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
And I say that one more time. When did you get started on this process?
2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
When did you get let known that you were getting ready to get let go?
4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. So it's not even a full 24 hours yet.
No, not at all. And I'm like, all right, so what can I do? So I get the bright idea. I'm going to write a quick blurb, and we're going to provide all this information to you in a well-written PDF that you guys can purchase from our website. We'll walk you through step by step on how to do all of this. And I truly believe that you will find value in this. But with that said, I formulated a message, which is word for word in my document that we've created. And I started reaching out one by one. I clicked on my network. I clicked on the 4,000 people, and I went one by one and I sent them my message. Copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. In 2 hours, I sent 220 messages. I sent 220 messages to individuals. I didn't care what their title was. I sent it.
And let's pause right there. I'm glad you repeated that, because that's when we say we're sick and tired and we're scared and, fear-based, right? Because we're like, look, this is the reality. Like Josh said, gas prices going up, grocery prices are going up. You have a mortgage, you have, school to pay for, you have clothes you have to get, right? If you're in a position right now, if you are like, this is not working, but yet you're not doing what Josh just said, where he went line by line. He sent how many? 220 in what? And what time?
2 hours.
220 messages in 2 hours. Some of you are not sending out two messages in 2 days. Okay. And that's a problem, because again, if you understand that this is a tight, market. This is a time where, doing what you used to do is not going to get you the same results. What did they say the definition of insane? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right? Josh went literal, what we always say in songs, right? Balls to the wall. And because of that energy, not only starting with his first network, then he created a second network and went step by step. So go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. And so, and I want to tell you what kind of sparked this. I was on LinkedIn, and there's three posts that really hit home. And one of them almost brought me to tears. This guy has been looking for a job for 8 months. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget his number. It said 8 months, 692 applications, 33 interviews, 6 first round interviews, and 2 job offers. I can't do that. I can't do it. There's no way. I can't survive that way. And when I saw that, it made me feel like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Mm-hmm. But I had to formulate a plan, and understanding the industry and understanding what's going on, I'm like, look, I'm going to do this and I'm going to accomplish it. So 220 messages in 2 hours resulted in, drum roll, please. By the end of the day, by 5 o'clock that day, I'd already had two first round interviews of people who called me directly off of my message and said, hey, let's have a conversation. It was 2 first rounds. By the next day, I had 20 messages in my inbox. Now, not all of them were messages of, hey, look, I can help you. But a lot of them were, hey, check out this link. If you like a job, let me know which one. I'll get you in front of the hiring manager. Because a lot of people are willing to help. Some are not. Right. Some are willing. But I had 5 interviews with 5 large companies. Now, keep in mind, the first 2 interviews, I'm already on to secondary interviews next week. Both paying at least 25K more than I'm making now.
That, and that part, because I know some of you out here are listening to this, well, those are just probably, 40K a year, 60K a year jobs. No, talk about what the salaries are for these particular positions.
They're over 6 figures. They're 6-figure positions. And
so real quick, I got goosebumps again, though, real quick, Jay. I don't want you to breeze past this, though, man. Because he is not playing right now. But just earlier this week, he had that a Tuesday. He calls me, and forget me, I'm saying, but he experienced being late on Tuesday. By Wednesday at 2 o'clock, he's already on first network, second network by 4 or 5 o'clock within 24 hours time. By that evening, he already has, job interviews in place of positions that are 25K more than what he's currently earning right now. Now, this is the thing. We haven't fully closed physically just yet, but in all sense of the word, because this is how he and I operate, he's already closed because he's taken the actions that are necessary. He's taken the steps and he had the energy behind it. We talked about in one of the episodes, making sure that your energy behind what you're doing is in a positive state. If you're going into it in a negative state, you're going to receive negative energy. If you're reaching out to first network, second network, and you're sitting here, well, they may or may not, it's not going to work. It's going to, what does Nietzsche always say? He who says he can, she who says she can't. It's always the same thing because of what you're putting into it. What Josh put into this was an understanding that he's built to understand how to go and attack this market. But then he did the actual work and the legwork of making sure he did it the right way. And this is what you guys have to understand. So when you purchase this PDF from us, you're going to get the step by step, but don't go into it thinking, oh, this is just another fly by night. Josh was absolutely correct. He saw that LinkedIn post with that gentleman saying 8 months. This is real. People out here are going 6, 8, a year not finding new employment and struggling right now and they have the degrees, they have, the certifications, they have the Six Sigma, the Black Belt, they have everything, but they're not being recruited properly, right? But are you doing the step-by-step processes that are necessary, and are you going into it with the energy that you're supposed to have, which is this is going to happen for you? And Josh did, and this is why we're having this conversation. So go ahead, Josh. I just want to go back with that because I'm so proud of you, because I know what you felt. I felt it with you, but I also felt your energy and see why you're getting what you're getting right now, and you're fully deserving of it. So continue, bro.
Yeah, and you know what's even cooler is both jobs are right in line with what I want to do. You know, they're not just taking low-hanging fruit. They're not just taking something to have an income. These are specific to what I want to do.
That part.
And it's when I was able to accomplish this, all I could think about is all these people out here on LinkedIn and then over the world that are having struggles trying to find a job. Now, there's two folds to this. There are people who have, and the one guy that released that had 25,000 followers on his LinkedIn. 25,000. Mm-hmm. I have 4. So do you imagine what he could do? Now, some of you are like, I don't have a LinkedIn. I don't know how to create it. I don't know how to do anything. Well, my PDF explains that to you as well. Right. I could help you build a LinkedIn in a week. We can start your LinkedIn in a day and have it all done, but it takes a little bit of time to create that network. We know how to do it. So I can help you to create that network. We can help you to create that. We can get you to where you need to be. But I don't care if you have 500 people or 5,000. And the way that I look at it is, if I was able to do that much damage off of only 220 messages, I got 3,800 people to go.
That's so right.
It's only a matter of time. You know, I calculated out my bills. I figured out where I was, and I figured out backwards. I work backwards and figure out how much time do I have to get a job. And realistically, I'm within weeks. So because I refuse not to work. But what is cool is I was able to take practice what we preach, and I was able to sit back and do what we need to do, lean on some of my friends for that moral support. You know, we all need it, even if we're in the industry. You know, the best boxer in the world still needs people to hype him up, right? So
that's right. That's right.
We worked together. We got it done. But I formulated a plan that worked and executed. And yes, you have to do a little bit of legwork in the beginning. You have to be laser focused and get it done. But at the end of the day, who can say that they were able to find a new opportunity paying more than they're currently making in bigger careers within, I guess, let's say less than 5 hours?
So literally.
I'm not a statistic. I'm not taking 6, 7, 8 months. I ain't doing it. And if I can get this to all of you out there struggling and trying to find a job, we'll do it. Whether we have to coach you, again, you can sign up for coaching sessions on our website where we can sit down with you and help you with this. You know, we can sit down, we can chit chat, we can go line by line and figure this out together. Just go up to our website, sign up some time with me and Mark, and we'll get it done. But I think what's so amazing about this is you can't always, and I hate to say it this way, but you can't always depend on others to help you do what you need to do. You need to take matters into your own hands, and you need to get it done. That's all there is to it.
You are so right, Jay. I got a little bit emotional with it because I was with you and we had the conversation, but in our conversation, we talked about strategy, you know, and then to see you deploy what we know works. And like you said, in this PDF, guys, he's going to go over how you can really tap into and what to say within the network, because that is important too. Josh is a master crafter of communication with his network and with people that he has started a relationship with. A lot of times, you know, because you haven't stayed in constant contact, you feel a little like, well, maybe I should not, you know, or, you know, I don't really know them, you know, but he has a great technique that we have in this PDF that only you can find in this PDF that will help you understand how to communicate, whether you've had known this person for 20 years or whether you've known them for two months, in order to reach out to them. And one thing Josh said that I, because we both have mentioned this, and I don't want you all to skip past this. He said it takes a little legwork off top from you. It takes a lot of legwork. Let me just be 100 with you. It's going to take a lot of legwork, because what Josh did in that 2 hour span, he stayed up the night before, you know, thinking about things. Yes, he slept well, true enough, but he also, in that sleep, he actually came out with a process and he put together the game plan that he executed. You can't just hope that it's going to work. Like he said, counting on others is the reason why we count on others, is because you're thinking that by me messaging this individual, they will do X, Y, Z. You have to go into it knowing that that part of it, you did your part talking to them, but what they do after that, you are out of, you don't have any control on that. What you do have control in is the continuation of keeping that same energy of your next person that you're communicating to. 220 people. That you just can't gloss over that. That is time. That is effort. That is crafting a message to someone uniquely, or even crafting messages that some of them he uses, maybe, you know, might repeat a little bit, but he still has to put in that time. And a lot of you don't do that. And that's why you're having trouble right now with your first network and your second network. You're not putting in the proper effort. You're just putting in the hope of, I did reach out to this person. I got a job interview with Amex. I got a job interview with, you know, Starnes and Co. And they're supposed to come through for me. It doesn't work like that. You need to put out 200, 300, and I mean tangible connections until you get, you know, a handful, 5, 6, 10 solid. Even what the thing about Josh is, because this is a part one too, by the way, guys, because we're going to give you part two of how this is all working out, because we want you guys to understand. We're about this life. This is what we do. All right.
Yeah.
We're like he said. So we'll show you in part two how he's actually walking through the next steps to make sure the close happens, to make sure we're not just keeping you on the hook of saying, okay, well, I'm about to, and hopefully this works. No. All right. Am I correct,
yeah,
Jay?
Yeah. Cause this isn't about just landing the interview. Okay. That's, I'll be honest. I think that's the easy part, right? Now you've got first impressions. Now you have to wow them. Now you have to get picked. There's 20,000 of me at least probably knocking on the door. Mm-hmm. How do I, you know, step ahead of all of those people? And that's what we're going to talk about in part two. And then when we do part three, it'll be offer letter time. And I feel fairly confident that there's already a few of them in there that it's coming. And I'm hoping to lock them down by next week. There's two of them that are my favorite so far. And I think that they're phenomenal opportunities. And I'm happy that we're able to bring this to you, because just that's one of a few LinkedIn messages that I've read where people are pouring themselves out and they can't find it. And, you know, it's people just don't know what to do when you're in that. It's I always use the analogy. You're too close to the tree to see the forest, and you have to back up, but it's not easy to back up. And so we can do this. We can do this. We can all do this. And that's what we're here for, is to help you guys get to that point. I don't want to see another post where, you know, a single mom or a single dad or a family or anybody is stressed out because they feel like they're not going to provide. That's the worst feeling in the world. Let's just be real. You know, if you're a true provider for your family, you don't want to feel that. You don't want to be there. And I don't want you to be there either, because I felt it too. You know, I've got a wonderful family, and I've got a daughter who's, you know, a junior. She's got prom coming up. She's an honor student. Mm-hmm. She's got choir. She's got all this stuff, and it's expensive, and you can't let your family down. And that's why I wanted to take what I feel everybody's doing and figure out how to do it the right way. Posting your resume and I'm open to work on LinkedIn isn't going to get you anywhere. Now, there are anomalies. There are a few, you know, that, oh, hey, this guy's looking, this guy's great, let's hire him. It does happen. Yes. But you got to control the controllables. That's your hoping. And people do get lucky. Yes. Because I've had it work too. But right now it seems a lot harder than that. And if that's not working and you want to control the process and you want to get it done faster, then the way that I did it, the way that I created a process so far has done nothing but amazing things. It's worked It's been amazing. My hope too is if you are one of those individuals, I would love for you to sign up for our podcast. I'd love for you to listen to what we have to say. I'd love for you to go through the PDF. And once you're done and you've found that career, you know, leave us a review. Let us know how everything worked for you. And again, right. If you've got questions, you can shoot us messages. You can do that way. You can find my LinkedIn. My name is very visible on here. It's just under my name. Would love to help you too. But if you guys have to understand that we live in a very, very different time.
Yes.
Everybody's going through something. You know, you see those memes that say, you know, you be nice to everyone because you don't know what battles they're facing on the inside. And so we just have to genuinely be good people. Mm-hmm. And I'll be surprised at how many people actually reached back with positive messaging. People were sending me links to their website and telling me find a job. And people were, hey, I don't have anything right now, but he's follow up with this person. Here's their email. It was overwhelming on how many people were willing to at least point you in a direction. You just had to do the work. And I think that's where it falls, is a lot of people don't want to do the work. They're like, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. We don't have tomorrow, guys. I promise you, if you put the legwork in now, like I said, I did this with under 5 hours.
Yeah.
If you put the legwork in, you don't have to work as hard later on down the road, because you don't want to limp in and be like, oh, I've got a little bit of time. You don't have any time. If you have 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you know how fast that goes by? You don't have time. So you need to get started on it now and start locking in now, because a lot of these processes, I have one of my opportunities. It's like a 6-interview process. Mm-hmm. I'm on to 2. So I got more to do. That's going to take time. You got to worry about other people's schedules and all this other stuff. So you don't have the time you think you do when you're looking for that next career. And a lot of companies are underpaying. You know, they're not paying for what you're looking for. So if you're a 6-figure employee and you're just trying to find a job and you're going to settle it at 60 grand, that we know that doesn't work. So guys, when I tell you that this has worked beautifully, and I know it can work for you, you guys just have to put trust in it. And if you do exactly how I did it, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to land some stuff pretty quick.
Yeah, man. And I mean, he is, and you will. And if you're out there, because some of you out there, let's just be honest, you know, some of you have been putting in the work, right? Some of you have been messaging and following up and trying to make sure you communicate well, and you're still, you know, 4 months out from having have employment and looking, and you need something, you know, because it's the savings are starting to dwindle. Still reach out to us. There's something that we can tweak. Again, you're not an island amongst yourself. If you're not out there by yourself, I know it may seem like that. And like Josh and I have already alluded to, a lot of times you get stuck in your own thoughts in your own way, and you're stuck in a habit of doing certain things a certain way, and you have to tweak that. And sometimes it's the smallest tweak, it's not major, but you don't see it. And if you don't make that small tweak, then you can't get the ultimate goal, which in this particular case is finding it, you know, interviews and employment for yourself to move into that next career level. Okay. So if you're out there, you've been putting in the work and you still are not getting, you know, what you're looking for, like Josh had talked to us, the three of us, or you could talk to myself, you know, one-on-one, we can probably figure out where the, you know, a misstep might be, or what might be able to help you gain that next momentum in order to get what you're looking for. Okay, Jen, are you going to say something?
Yeah, you know, and it's just, I've seen the process. You know, you go to Indeed, you go to Monster. I did it. That was the first thing I did. And I start looking for jobs, and I'm thinking, so on the back end of this, now I have to wait for the hiring manager to go into the system, then pull resumes, but maybe they pull on keywords. So do I have keywords? There's just too many variables that you can't control. I don't have time for variables. Then LinkedIn, they post a job. You go to the job. It's got attached recruiter. Then you got to connect with the recruiter. Then you got to get that recruiter to message you back. And then you send them a message and they never look at it. And you're like, oh my gosh, all that work and nothing. The reason I did it the way that I did it was because I know that it's a numbers game. That's what it is. Just like sales, it's a numbers game. The more people you talk to, the more people you have conversations with, the more chances you have to do X. It's the same thing with finding a job. The more people, more like people that you can get in front of, the better chances you have. So I'm like, okay, why not just blast everybody? Everybody that's a current connection of mine, I can send messages. I can send them a message. So I typed it up and I did. I put it through AI. Didn't like how AI reworded my words. So I went through and made it my own again, because it needs to be personable. It doesn't need to sound like a robot wrote it, guys. So, and again, in the PDF, I have the exact one I used. All you have to do is take out what I'm looking for, put in what you're looking for, and then cut and paste and go. It's that simple. So then I just started going one by one. I pulled up my contacts and I just went message, and I didn't pay attention to who they were. I don't care. I don't care if it was a sales guy. Well, sales guy knows people at the industry. He knows if they're hiring. He knows if they're looking for this and that. So I went to everybody. And like I said, I still have people in there right now that have sent me links and sent me back messages that I haven't even had a chance to get to because it's been so overwhelming. And like I said earlier, I still have 3,800 people to go. So if all this stuff fell through, I still have 3,800 more people.
And let me piggyback, and Josh is so right. Love, you're going to get the detail of it in the system, but I know some of them, Josh, out there are saying, well, you're unique because you also work, you know, you work in staffing. You're like, this is what you do. So your you know, warm market, your first network, your second network is exactly the type of network that, you know, once you reach out to them, they will provide you with this, you know, type of lead, right? And what I want to bring up to these individuals who are saying that right now as you're listening to that, because we know what's going through your head, right? I want you to be clear. It can work the same for you with your network. The issue is you're 9 times out of 10 not reaching out to the network that you have. You may not, like Josh said, you may not have the 4,000. Josh doesn't have the 25,000 that the gentleman that he saw on LinkedIn has. But what you do is you use what you have and use it well. I think a lot of times you're not understanding how to use what you have well enough to get the max out of it. And that's what we have to look at. We have to break down where you are. So if you only have 200 followers right now on LinkedIn, that's okay. What you're probably doing, like Josh said, and what if you heard him, he did do what most of us do. And in the very initial, he went to LinkedIn, he followed the normal path, right? And a lot of you are still resting on that process. And like he and I always use analogies. If everybody's jumping off of a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge too? Like that phrase was said because we follow the systems that are out there and the processes that are out there that we think everybody else is doing. But if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to get lost in the muck. Josh stepped outside of that, so therefore he can separate himself. And when he has done that, as you can see by doing that, it has separated him, so he can get the, you know, the connects and the interviews he needs. You can do the same thing where you are at the level you are, but right now you're still trying to follow what everybody else is doing, and you're hoping that that works out, and that's why you're getting stuck. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and I understand completely why you're doing it, because that's all you know. You know, you haven't been shown any different. Somebody hasn't come to you and said, hey, I was successful this way.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to bring to you. You know, and Mark's right. And that is what you're probably thinking. And I have been in the industry for a long time. However, my network is built around what I've done. Your network's built around what you've done. So exactly. Let's just say, I don't care what you're a developer, you're an admin. It doesn't matter. Your network of people, I'm sure you've had people reaching out to you. I'm sure you've got people on there. Now, let's just say you don't. Mark, how long do you think it takes to click a button that says follow? How long?
0.2 seconds.
Yeah. So go to LinkedIn and just start following people. Go to that little search bar on the top and type in talent acquisition, recruiters, developers, sales managers, managers. Go in and type in the type of individuals that have jobs that you like. Again, we're not using the network isn't created as all hiring managers. It's created of people, a whole bunch of different people. And there are a lot of good people. And again, some of the people that came back to me were just normal employees that helped me get to the right spot. Because they're like, oh yeah, I did hear. My manager was talking the other day that they're hiring somebody. People within their organizations know what's going on typically. They know what their job boards look like. They can point you in the right direction if they choose to. So utilize those people. And again, I'll be honest, 90% of the people I reached out to, I've never talked to in my life. We've never gone, I didn't like the post. They didn't like my post. We have nothing. We are just simply on LinkedIn together. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to accomplish this if you do the work.
Right. Jack, great points, bro. Because the thing about social networking right now, the reason I know it gets a lot of negative, no matter if it's, you know, LinkedIn, if it's Instagram, if it's, you know, Twitter, it gets a lot of negative, you know, but the reason why it has taken off so well is because there is a lot of positive there too. Anytime you bring, you have a chance to be able to, you know, reach out to someone that you don't know, like he said, it's a lot of people who are just employees, don't have the power necessarily hire, but because he reached out and they're in the same, you know, field or they're in the same, you know, realm of what he's trying to achieve, they may be able to, once they see him connect and they see and they look at his page, they'll reach out and give him a seed of information that may be able to allow him to take another step forward in his direction, what he's trying to achieve. And this is what networking, and this is what social networking is really about. We always want to have, you know, want to be the outliers, which, you know, I have a million people following me, or I have 500,000 people following me, or, you know, I'm the person leading these discords. You might just be just a person who is just following these platforms. Like Josh said, if you're looking for a network and you're looking to try to reach out, you're looking to try to, you know, obtain some more knowledge, this is why networking and social networking is important, because you have to be social. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. But in that, look for the seeds of information that will lead you to that next thing that you were not thinking of and didn't know to think of until you talked to someone and said, hey, I need help. Okay. And yeah, it's okay to say to people, because again, I keep going back to my phrase for today's conversation is no woman or man is an island amongst themselves. I mean that 100%, because we get so caught in our silo of this is messed up. I was making 130 a year. You know, I was at the job for 26 months. I wasn't expecting them to lay me off. They did. Now I'm in my fields. You know, I can't provide. I was a provider. Da-da-da-da. Okay. All that is true. But what's also true is you are still that same person that was making $130,000 a year. You are the person that has that degree and that cert. You are the person who can now obtain another position. You have to now, though, think like someone who's a quote unquote hustler, right? Who is going to go out here and pursue all avenues in order to obtain that within a reasonable amount of time. Not the time that's right for the job force, but that's right for you. But that means you have to be able to do more in order to make that happen. And if you don't know what that more is, you talk to people like Josh and I, who, as you can hear, we both understand how to infuse you with the knowledge, the energy you need to get to what you need in a reasonable amount of time, so you can get back to what you're doing, which is providing. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we use a lot of fitness analogies because we come with a fitness background. But you know, they say, you know, it's the ones that set themselves apart. It's the guy that gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning before anybody else and puts in the extra sprints. And you know, when I was competing nationally, I competed nationally in bodybuilding. I ranked sixth, and I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do an hour's of cardio. Then I'd go back home and I would make my breakfast. I'd wake up my daughter. I'd take my daughter to school. I'd go to work all day. I worked a full job. I'd get off of work. I'd go pick up my daughter. I'd go home. I'd feed her. I'd get back to the gym for another hour and a half session. I'd go home. I'd read my daughter a book. I'd go to bed. I did this 7 days a week, because people ask me, how did you get to that point? Or how do you look the way that you look? It's because I put in the extra effort to get there. It's the same thing with the job. It's this, you're applying the same principles. You have to know you can get there. You create that positive environment. And trust me, guys, I am a worrywart. I'm a cancer. I'm emotionally attached to things, which means I don't always see the positive in things. I have to sit back and I need people to tell me to stop. And so I'm just like all of you. I panicked. I may have dropped a couple of tears. I'm not afraid to say that. Like, I just didn't know what I was going to do. It's overwhelming. Just because I'm in the industry doesn't mean it's not hard.
That's honest.
But I had to figure out a plan, because I couldn't be one of those guys posting on LinkedIn telling everybody it took me 5 to 6 months and I need help. I can't do that. I don't have time for that. And I wanted to be the guy that can go now message those people and say, hey, I've got a plan. Call me. Head over to my website, sign up for some time, book it on my calendar. Let's get you a job this week. Let's get the process started. Let's at least get you some interviews with some good companies and get you smiling again and show you that there's hope. Let's go. And that's all I'm saying. If you guys are ready to go, let's go.
And Jay, I love that, bro, because it sounds like that is currently still your life right now. What you just broke down about the 5 a.m., that's currently still what you're doing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, what you have to understand is, even going, because I can speak, you know, to our current topic right now, especially being that this just happened. We didn't know that Josh was going to have to be the case study. We didn't know that. But it's such a beautiful thing that he is, because it's real. I've known him almost a year now, a little longer than we've been working together majority of this year. And I've seen him do the things that he's saying to you. But let me say this. For he and I both, the reason why we connected is because it's the pre-work before shit like this happens. This is why he's able to respond so quickly, and he's allowed to still be human and drop tears, and that's fine. But he responded in such an immediacy that most people don't, because of his pedigree and his training that, unbeknownst to him, has prepared him for this moment. That's why I said he was built for this. So when we talked, it wasn't so much about me having to talk him off the fence. It wasn't that at all. It was really just reinforcing what he already knew and what he's already done before, so he can bring that to the forefront right now, as opposed to doing what most people do, which is start to muddle around and allow for the negativity of the moment to weigh them down. And then they want to figure out in the next, you know, week or so why it's so hard to get back to what they know, which is success, right? And yeah. So we're talking to you about understanding it's the pre-work. If you aren't doing the pre-work right now and you're 4 months, 5, 6 months out, or a year out from having found employment, you need to talk to Josh and I. Because the reason why Josh is also sitting here with the strategy that we, you know, we've talked about before, but then he rolled it out himself, is because we both understand. When he called me, Josh, you didn't hear any waver in my voice about what happened, did you?
Oh, no. It was, and it you were very clear on your messaging.
right. Because I've been through mine. This is not about me right now. I've been through mine. I mean, I know this hit him because it's a lot right now on his plate, but he's been through it before as well. But we were able to bring it together immediately. So therefore, we can have this conversation that we're having with you all right now and genuinely bring you true evidence of systematic step-by-step success at its infancy, which is going to unfold into the manifestation of something real, because we have pre-worked. Like he said, I'm currently the 4 a.m. guy. My meditation starts at 4:15 a.m. in the morning. I'm up out the bed by 4:05. I'm at the gym by 5 o'clock. That's what I currently do at 42 years of age today. My daughter's graduating. We're talking about going and sending her to Spelman right now, or to University of Georgia. We're trying to figure it out as we speak right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is life. We all have it. I've lost jobs. I've been fired on my birthday from jobs. This is what we've all experienced. Josh knows our story. So we've all experienced this. But the difference between, I guess what you want to say, successful or people who are in a position of seemingly, you know, success, is the continuance of pushing through, doing the hard work when things seem to fail. Because what it's always seemed to fail is not the reality of failure. When he lost, so quote unquote, lost this job, first of all, he works with us. So he was just fine. What did we say? Do we need to bump up your pay? Didn't we talk about that? Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it was bigger than that, though. You know, I looked at it as an opportunity to help people. I really wanted to figure this out. And like I said, it feels so good to be able to implement a plan that I know works for right now. You know, with the way that times are today, this plan's been proven it works.
And it's dope. But like I said, guys, if you want someone and something to follow and listen to, we're not new to this. We're true to this. He's literally lived it. I've lived it, and we're delivering. So if you need to be delivered on right now and getting a position right now, I think the proof is in the pudding. We'll have the link and everything to the PDF below. If you need a conversation, like Josh said, come talk to us. If you just need to have the energy and the knowledge, and you don't want to, you know, buy the PDF, just subscribe to our channel. Listen to us. Because the problem is, I think a lot of times too, if you heard, again, Josh said in the beginning, he went to other friends who had the energy to give him that he needed. A lot of times we're so stuck in our silos. I go back to that. We're not getting the right information to keep us moving in a positive direction in order to bring forth what we need towards us. Here on this platform, Josh and I have already talked about a lot of this before, but as you know, as you can tell from us, we have the energy on a consistent basis that will allow you to feel like you're empowered to move forward. And then we give you the actual tangible steps to do so. All right. So if you're not getting that on a daily basis, tap into us, tap into our podcast, go to our website, higherpowertech.com. Connect with us. All right. We are a network that will get you employed. And, you know, we can't guarantee it, but we definitely guarantee you will have the right tools that will allow you to pull in what you need to pull in. Am I correct, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. You will have everything you need to do what you need to do. And that's all there is to it. I can't expect you to do all the work and that type of stuff. You have to put in the legwork. I'll teach you. They say, what is it? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'll help you drink it. I'll lead you there, and I'll do everything I can to inspire you and get you there, because I don't want any of you to feel the way that I had to feel this week. But it's real. We're here. We're here to help. But I want you guys to really be excited for the part two of this, because part two of this, in my opinion, is the hardest part. It's going in there and having those big conversations with big people. So one of my interviews is with the CEO of this multi-million dollar IT company that's been in business for the last 25 years. And it's a pretty big role. It's actually a pretty awesome role. The other one is the same thing. The young lady that started this company, she started it from the ground up. And it's an amazing technology. And what they're asking me to come in and do is so awesome. Leading a brand new division, brand new technology that saves companies money. And I'm like, wow, that's so awesome. So they're bigger, better opportunities that I was able to find. And I can help you guys to do the same. But most importantly, I just want to help give you guys some peace of mind that you don't have to take 5, 6, 7, 8 months to find a job. We can get you started today.
All right, guys. So part one is done. Get ready for part two. Like you said, it's going to be a doozy. But set your mindsets now. You're going to do the work. If you've been doing the work, do more. I know Josh mentioned a second ago, you know, we don't want you to feel. No, we don't want anybody to feel. But I will say this, because I'm a different type of breed. If you're feeling that, you're damn right you're feeling that right now. Now you got to dive deep into that and figure out how to get out of it. Josh dove deep into it that night and he figured out how to get out of it. Some of you are just kind of like hovering over and just the woe is me. Yo, fuck that. Real talk. Fuck that. Feel what you're feeling and let's do something different. If you do something different, you can get what you need. 220 reach outs in less than 2 hours. In less than 24 hours after being told to let go, he has lined up real position interviews on second interviews already. This is not a game. What you got to understand is step into it knowing you can do better, but do better. All right? And we're here to help you. All right? Josh, anything you want to close out with?
Nope, that's it. Excited to talk to you guys in part two. Keep your fingers crossed, because it's going to be a big week. So, just keep your fingers crossed. Say a prayer. And we got you.
We got you. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.